mean, seriously, Barker, you could have called this after the first inning. 2-0 Kansas City. I would have just picked up the phone and said, shut her down, boys. These guys aren't, you're not coming back from a 2-0 first inning deficit. No chance. Disagree with me. You're not going to, because you were the one who said it first when we were watching the game.
I think the silence should tell you everything you need to know, Jeff.
Welcome to Blue Jays Talk. The numbers are 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. I mean, if you're... I was looking forward to doing this. I figured people were going to be so upset if the Jays blew this one. I was looking forward to doing Blue Jays Talk. It's, you know what, it was 3 hours and 38 minutes ago. But if you got something you want to get off your chest, feel free to call us at 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Maybe we should just talk about how excited we're all going to be tomorrow to see Shohei Ohtani in Toronto, finally.
You are very excited?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I think this is a very important series for the Blue Jays. Coming home, and you know, now you're at 500, and your offense still looks the way it looks.
How's it important?
You're pitching. Well, I mean,
you got a chance. You got a prayer against these guys.
I think so. I mean, you always have a prayer because of your pitching. I mean, their starting pitching is really, really good. I mean, for the most part, they play good enough defense, and you know, a lot of the times, baseball IQ's there. It's just offensively, right? It's situational hitting. It's just guys. That sort of, I mean, you don't even have to know by watching the game. If you look at the if you look at the box score, you sort of know what happened, right? So, you know, it's again. Hopefully, they get another good start or a couple good starts in a row and
giddy up.
And somebody, you know, has a better at bat with a guy standing at third.
So the Jays have lost three in a row, 4-5. They lost 2-1 today. The Kansas City Royals. Jose Berrios, velocity was down dramatically. I think 3 miles per hour on your four seamers, dramatic.
Yeah.
Maybe John Schneider will have something to say about that. You know, the conditions certainly were not ideal. Mm-hmm. The whole rain delay. Like my understanding of rain delays is pretty simple. It's the crew chief in consultation with Major League Baseball in consultation with the home team. Both of these teams had off days on Thursday. I mean, next Thursday, I suppose they could have just said, don't even bother showing up today to play the game, but it was an official game. It was 5 innings. Dan Shulman is reporting that the reason is that the umpires didn't feel the field was safe enough to play. They thought it was safe enough in the fifth inning when there was an ocean by Bo Bichette. But, either way, it was, doesn't it sum up the road trip?
Yeah, maybe you're trying to blame the umpires?
No. I'm just saying, it's the frustration. It sums up the road trip.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the sort of the road trip is what it is, right? They scored 10 runs in 4 games and 5 of those came in 1 game. Like, it's just, I think if that's what you're talking about, that part of it, absolutely. Like, you sort of know predictability with the pitching staff you're going to get there. You know what you're going to get. Offensively, do you have any idea? Like, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I do now.
One day from the other that somebody may show up and have a better at bat and, you know, it's just situational. On this road trip, it's a hard watch.
Bo and Vladdy were 12-for-56 with 3 RBIs for Bo and 2 runs scored. Those RBIs came in the triple. Vladdy had a couple of runs and an RBI.
Yeah, you're not going to win a bunch of games because of where they hit in the order and what people are doing around them or not what they're doing around them. So, yeah, it's important. And then you add Kirky to the mix. I mean, what he came up in the – in the second inning, first and third and 2 outs and hit a little fly ball to right. And then what he came up in the fourth inning or fifth inning or whatever it was
believe...
with first and third. It's the same thing, right? It's the bat dragging. It's just hands are getting pretty far away from the body. You know, what sort of made him and with people that didn't know him was how compact his swing was, right? How close his hands were to his body. Him being able to sort of cover all parts, no matter how hard you throw. Now all of a sudden it's, you know, he's flying open a little bit, bat's dragging. You can tell by how far his hands look back whenever he's swinging, sort of looks like a windmill.
And Kevin, he had 2 days off.
Yeah.
And he looked to me like he was still half asleep.
I mean, that's a little rude, but I think he's really? Sort of went, yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I'm being nice. I think saying you're half asleep is a lot better than what I could say. 17 runners in scoring position.
Well, rank delays make left, you a little thirsty, don't
No, it's not. Yeah. He's left 17 runners in scoring position, Alejandro Kirk. That's a team.
Yeah,
lead.
It's not a good start to the season, though. Absolutely
well, no, he's
not.
Like, he's. I said this when I talked to Sho Ali. And by the way, our producer, Sho Ali, deserves, I'm going to give him a round of applause for hanging in here.
Yeah, he was great.
As long as he did. Yeah. And that was, definitely. Okay, don't overdo it. We don't want to get a big head, but that was remarkable. But I was on with Sho, and hell, I think if you worked at this station, you probably spent half an hour with Sho today.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that didn't.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, I was taking a nap when you were. Yeah, you, when were. You were on. I was taking
a nap. I should have. I was going to take a picture of you and send it out on Twitter.
Well, I was half awake when I heard you had traded Vladdy to like seven different teams.
I did not trade Vladdy.
And then I quickly went back to sleep.
I couldn't find seven teams that would want him.
I quickly went back to sleep.
No, I did not trade Vladdy to seven teams. No, we were just talking about, as one does during a 3 hour and 38 minute rain delay.
You act like as long as you've been around, it's the first rain delay you've ever been a part of.
No, you were the one complaining about it. Yeah, because
I've been a part of those when I was stinking at my job and didn't want to be anywhere near the field. Now you're forcing me to stick around for 3.5 hours just so you can cancel the game. Yeah, it's tough for a player to sit in there and do that, especially when you're struggling.
Yeah. 416-870-0590, star 590, 888-666, et cetera. You know the number.
No, why am I even bothering saying it? But it's true.
God, it's Groundhog Day. I'm just looking at the score sheet. It looks like the one I had.
Ernie Clement had a good at-bat. He did.
Can I just say this? I'm going to say
him
something.
All the time. I know what you're saying.
I'm going to say something really stupid. I'm going to say something really stupid.
Okay, go for it.
If this is what I'm getting out of these guys, I play Ernie Clement and Davis Schneider and Addison Barger every day. Every day.
I mean, that would make obvious sense, but as well as anybody, bat pass khakis, and it's just not going to happen. Like, it's sort of right. You got some guys that are hungry trying to stay in the big leagues that, are going to fight and claw and make sure they get off their backside and make sure they get a decent pitch to hit and think about what they're trying to do. With less than two outs. So, yeah, you love their bats, but you'd like to see it more.
Sho doesn't get to take. We're on for 10 minutes, and we got to take a break. Guy in there works like 4 hours. How many breaks did you take? One? Did you get to go to the bathroom? You didn't go to. Oh, I better not. Wow. I better not drink out of that bottle then. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0592. When the Blue Jays have lost, give us a call. I can pretty much guarantee you're going to get on. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's Blue Jays Talk with Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
First and foremost, I think that the entire day was handled, kind of poorly just from starting the game. What was said out there was the fact that the field was unplayable didn't want to continue the game. My opinion, the field was significantly better than it was in the third, fourth, and fifth inning. And made that very known to Chris and the crew. I think they were respectful and understandable. They understood that. Way to lose a game.
Yeah, that's got to put that one away. That's a drop we can use. My guess is it won't be the last time. 2-1 the Blue Jays losing to the Kansas City Royals. That was the manager John Schneider. In a fine frame of mind after a 3 hour and 38 minute rain delay. Now he's got like a 2.5 hour charter flight or whatever it is. Yep. And then the good news is you get to do it again tomorrow, and you get who's coming to town tomorrow?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, you got the Dodgers. So stay hot. The Jays are 13-13.
Well, you had a bad day yesterday, and they've lost 3 in a row. Was it 3 in a row?
Yeah.
Yep. That'll do it.
Steven Niagara, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey guys,
how you doing, Steve? Did you like that?
This is a great show. I'm not calling about this, but I will be booing from my couch when Shohei comes up to bat.
Nice. Why? Why would you do that?
I just feel like he told us he was going to go on a date with us, and then he canceled last minute.
Well, I mean, not knowing what that was, that feels like, because it never happened to me. I will say this. I don't remember Shohei ever saying he was on a charter flight or he was on a jet coming here. I could be wrong.
We bought cologne and new shoes. We were ready.
Oh, you were ready.
That's
know.
Fair.
Yeah, you had to
go for it.
You had the table by the window. Hey, I'm not saying. I think, frankly, if you want to boo his ass, go ahead and do it.
He's earned it.
Barker's absolutely right. He's
go for it.
Spoiled brat.
Well, I'd do it.
I would boo. Anyhow.
I'm calling about Vladdy, and
you're not going to boo him, are you?
I'm starting to, and I want. Here's why. I watch him on his commercials. I watch him at first base, and he's always having a great time. He's talking to every player coming through on the other team. He's having a nice laugh. He doesn't look very intense on the bench. It looks like he's having a great time, and as fans, we're not having that much of a great time. Mm. Now, you deserve to be jovial. It's a sport. It should be fun. But I guess my question for Barker playing the game, what kind of mentality, what does that feel like being a teammate when somebody's into a conversation at first base and having a laugh, and then you miss an infield grounder, or you're 0-for-4 with two flyouts, and you know, even at the plate, it doesn't look like he's trying to solve the pitcher's riddle, whereas at least Bo's in there, and you know he's trying to get into the pitcher's brain. What's coming next? What's this guy's strategy? Vladdy's just out there to play, and I think what set me off is when he made that comment, and it was in Spanish, albeit, that someone will pay me, essentially. Mm. And that was a bit of the straw that broke the camel's back for me with just his general attitude. And my question for Barker is that okay in the game to have an attitude like that with a performance like he's had, not just this year, but a slow decline over the last couple of years? I don't see Adley Rutschman having conversations like that when guys are running the bases. I don't see this Watt kid, who is just phenomenal, having conversations like that. And I don't see Acuna Jr. looking at a pitcher like that when he's trying to solve the pitch mix that's coming in for the next pitch. And so I'm curious what you think about that, Barker.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. But look, I think it's baseball is very individual. Certain guys handle certain things in certain ways. And I think, best I remember, hasn't Vladdy always been this way? Like, since day one.
He's been that way since day one.
He's always been this way. Like, it's not like, you know, all of a sudden he started to be this way when he's, you know, having some rocky times at the plate. Like, he's always been sort of that happy-go-lucky guy trying to, you know, smile his way through some bad times. Not everybody's the same. They handle failure in different ways. And you can understand, you know, just like the caller, sometimes when the expectations are as high as they are with Vladdy, and you see him sort of having fun in some really bad times when sort of nobody else is doing anything either, it just, you know, and then you see how other people are handling their failures. You know, I could understand how people would sort of frown on that and look down at Vladdy and not be happy with Vladdy. But I will say, you got to remember, Vladdy's always been this way. I never remember Vladdy being any other way than this Vladdy.
I was going to say, he's consistently like that.
He is.
I mean, he dumps water in people, whether he's if it's 3-for-4, he's usually the one getting water dumped on him. But he does that whether he's on a roll or whether he's not hitting. That's him. You know, to your point about, I think the teammates kind of, they know what he's about. And we got to be really careful here. Athletes are different now than they used to be.
Yep.
You know, Justin Turner, I guarantee you, there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of hugging going on tomorrow when the Dodgers come into town. Because Justin's played with a lot of those guys.
Sure.
A lot of guys have similar agents. A lot of the guys from the Dominican Republic came from the same town. I mean, they've had, you know, Vladdy and Fernando Tatis Jr. have known each other going back, you know, when they were 2 and 3. Their fathers were friends. So that's something I've never gotten worked up about. I don't care if a guy is friendly. Joey Votto, Canada's own Joey Votto, tough as nails. He's like one of the most,
wearing Viking horns.
See him at first base?
Yeah.
He's so good, they mic him up. So we got to be careful about, well, mm-hmm. Vladdy doesn't care because you don't see him in the dugout and all that. You can't read. You really, it's really dangerous to start reading body language, professional athletes' body language these days.
And,
it really is.
And with all due respect to everybody else in that lineup, you know, there ain't a ton of people other than Dalton Varsho who have any right to point the finger at anybody else on how they're handling failure. I mean, you get in line when it comes to the failure part right now. So I think that's very individual. Every guy's going to handle their own failure in their own way. And I do think, you know, talking to Vladdy, listening to people who do talk to Vladdy, he's very confident in his ability. I still think he does think he is a really good offensive player. Just, you know, so far, I think the last couple years, he hasn't lived up to what we think he is. But if you ask him, and I have asked him, he believes that he's a really good hitter.
I mean, he's an optimist.
Absolutely is.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that to denigrate him. No, I told you the same thing.
You have to believe first.
I always say that baseball players have got to be the most optimistic athletes to me, because I don't know how many sports you can fail 3 out of 4 times and come away going, I mean.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're successful half the time at what you do in baseball, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to understand that from Vladdy's point of view. Let's squeeze one more caller.
That's a fair question.
It's a fair question. I guarantee it won't be the last time it'll be asked.
No, no.
Johnny Vancouver. Can I call you Johnny Canuck?
If we win the next game against the Predators, you can. You know, without Demko. Yeah, I don't know.
They do choke, too, the Canucks.
Well, you're talking. You guys are with the Leafs, so you know, you're not going to talk.
No, listen, I've never been a Leafs fan. I am a dyed-in-the-wool. Well, when they were winning Stanley Cups, I was a dyed-in-the-wool Chicago Blackhawks fan. Now I'm a Jets fan.
Okay, the dyed-in-the-wools would be up before my time, I think. All right, so guys, my question is...
That's a great line. Anyhow, go ahead. I like that. Died in the wool.
My question is the team too soft? I mean, you know, like you hear John Schneider's comments, and he says things like, oh, I know this team's going to hit. We're going to snap out of it soon. These guys are too good. But my question is why? I mean, they haven't hit for a year, and for a whole year, all of last season and in the playoffs and the start of this year. They feel like something owed to them because the back of their jersey, they have names of Hall of Famers like Guerrero and not Bichette's dad wasn't a Hall of Famer, but he was pretty darn good. So what's really owed to these guys? And then my second question is, have you ever seen 3 losses in a row this weird, you know, with Vladdy not making a catch, Schneider not making a proper pinch hit decision, and then a rain out like this? And so, yeah, those are my 2 questions. Do we need a guy like Josh Donaldson that can come out and make a comment like try a league, get it done league, you know?
A guy like Josh Donaldson can get a hit with a runner in scoring position, to be quite honest.
Yeah, we need something spicy like that, right? Like, you got to be a predator at the plate, not prey, and feel like this is a team full of prey right now. So that's my comment. Thanks, guys.
I like that. Died in the wool. I'm never going
to
use that.
It is amazing when a lineup's not living up to expectations, how you start using phrases and you know, teams are soft.
Well,
I think you got it. What do you want John to say? Like, he's around these guys every single day. If he doesn't believe in them and they don't think he believes in them, I mean, he's going to lose them. And then things are going to go the way that he doesn't want them to go. So I don't know exactly what you want him to say.
No, you know what? I'm going to say this too. Springer, Guerrero, Bichette, Turner. No, maybe not Turner because they play every day. If you're soft, you don't play every day. I won't call an athlete who plays every day soft. I just won't. I won't. There are days where they're not good. Yeah. But
yeah,
does that mean they're soft?
No. I think Bo's comments in spring training, he basically said the honeymoon's over. It's time to start winning.
Bo's got the red ass over
this
start.
You can tell. Yeah, he's throwing his helmet a little bit more than he normally does. And
as far as worst three losses, I covered teams managed by Carlos Tosca, and I covered teams managed by Tom Runnels. Trust me, I've seen worse than this.
I mean, I played on the Blue Jays team in 2006. I bet if I went back and really studied, I could look up three that are worse.
That's amazing. I hate to tell people this, but you know what? John Gibbons was not a genius for about 3/4 of his career here. It's got to be said.
Second that, I played for him.
Yeah. Well, that's... says enough right
he
there.
Put me
anyhow,
in right.
He put you in right field. Damn it. Thank you for listening. But he introduced you to your wife. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Sydney and North Sydney, Nova Scotia. I love Nova Scotia. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. Canada's number one rust protection.